Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Omar.
The Sabres beat the top team in the Eastern Conference Tuesday, a 2-1 home win over the Tampa Bay Lightning. This was a game where the Sabres were mostly outplayed, but with the help of some strong goaltending, they came away with 2 points.
They were mostly outplayed, and Carter Hutton was terrific in goal again, and kind of quietly he's put together a nice little run here for the last week or two. He's become the Sabres' backbone. I think he's thriving in his first season as an NHL starter at age 32, and he was a bit of a question mark. He'd been a good backup goalie, but he had never really been the guy before. And so far, it's only 5 or 6 weeks here, but he's done very well in that starting role. And for the Sabres to go anywhere in the Atlantic Division, they have to knock off the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're kind of the team to beat. They've been probably the Eastern Conference's best team over the last 4 or 5 years. And to gut out a tight win like that was significant. And we're starting to see the Sabres winning consistently when they're not at their best. And to me, that's a sign of a good team. They beat the Lightning. They beat the Canucks on Saturday afternoon in a shootout after trailing by 2 goals in the final minutes. They won last Thursday in Montreal, a 6-5 overtime win when they were a little loose defensively. So they're finding a way, and that to me is a sign of improvement, and it's a sign of a strong team. And after the game on Tuesday night, Kyle Okposo, he was happy they won, but he was listing kind of all the things they did wrong and how they need to be better, and that shows how far the Sabres have come. Last year or a few years ago, a 3-game winning streak would have been celebrated, but these days the standard's higher, so while they're happy they've won 3 straight, they know they can be better.
Well, they are 10-6-2. Last season, they didn't win their 10th game until December 29th. You mentioned that comeback win against Vancouver, down 2 goals late in the game. They tied it up, then won it in the shootout. They're showing resiliency. They're showing confidence, qualities we're not used to seeing in recent seasons.
Yes, we haven't seen those qualities in a long time, and right now they're not blinking very much. They don't unravel when they face adversity, and that's those are signs of a good team. They kind of just charge forward. They don't get off their game. They don't get rattled, and we've seen that over the past week here, where in Montreal, a very tough place to play, they fall behind late and they come back. Saturday's comeback win, they hadn't come back from 2 goals that late in about 8 or 9 years. In the Tampa Bay game, Tampa really put on the pressure late. They hit the post a couple times in the final minute. In all three of those games, 3 wins, the Sabres never really unraveled. And that's a sign of maturity, and that's something they did not have over the last few years.
Well, Jeff Skinner continues his torrid goal-scoring pace. He netted his 13th goal of the season Tuesday. At the time we're recording this, he is second in the league in scoring. He's an off-season acquisition who's really paid off.
He certainly has, and he's at the point now where he's really starting to enjoy a special season. It's still early, yes, but to do what he's done over the past 3 weeks or month is significant. He's on a 59-goal pace. I don't think he'll keep that up, but it's at the point now where you wonder if he could score 45 or more. I mean, he's been that good. He really hasn't shown any signs of letting up. And for the Sabres to get him at the price they did, a prospect and a couple of draft picks, it's incredible. A lot of people expected Jeff Skinner kind of had something like this in him. He scored 30 goals 3 times. He's been a Rookie of the Year. He's been one of the league's better scorers over his career. And if you put him next to Jack Eichel regularly, it's not surprising to me that he has another level. But everyone's already wondering what the Sabres are going to do with Jeff Skinner before the trade deadline. He's an unrestricted free agent after the season. I mean, he can cash in if he wants. He can get a huge, huge deal. Do the Sabres just keep him if they're in the playoff race? Do they make him a huge offer? Does he want to stay because the grass might not be greener somewhere else because he has such a good thing going with Jack Eichel and in Buffalo? I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I think we're going to be hearing about this for the next few months, basically, every time Jeff Skinner scores a goal.
Next up for the Sabres, a 3-game road trip. They'll be in Winnipeg Friday, Minnesota Saturday. Bill Hoppe joins us each Thursday morning on Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill. See you next week.
Thank you, Omar.